You know, I know you are like my Jewish sister, okay? explain to us in the Jewish faith what that means?
So we just celebrated Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year.
Okay.
And you're right, we do have 10 days to kind of atone. Just, you know, there are other religions where they atone and they repent for their sins. Maybe they go to confession. It's a time of reflection and also a period, too, where we can celebrate, you know, all the things that we have to be appreciative for. And so what we do is we hope to be put in the Book of Life.
Okay.
Yeah, I also hope that we can help others in a variety of different ways, whether it's spiritually, financially, just by being there emotionally for them. So, you know, it's a really an important time of reflection.
Oh, bless your heart. I really love what you just explained to us, that has really opened up our eyes and our understanding. You know, Christians are similar. Like you said, we have all different faiths, and I really love what you guys stand for. That's such a beautiful thing. I know you are Jesus people, and we have to love on you. You know what I'm saying? It goes without saying. And I just want to say about your personality, personally knowing you, you know, everybody, she's like an angel. She really is. She is very unselfish at heart, and she's very giving, a beautiful person. And like I said, she is a business giant. She is a guru. She's something to be reckoned with, okay? She's a force to be reckoned with. You don't want to mess with her because she knows her stuff. Yes. And, you know, I just want to say, Pam, it has been an honor to bring you on this show. I was trembling last night because I was so excited that you were coming on, and you know, I want to be mindful that you're a very busy woman, and I want to be, you know, caring of your time, and I just thank you so very much. I know my listeners are excited. We're going to have you on again and do a follow-up interview if that's okay with you.
That is great. I am so honored. You're the one who's the rock star. You're such an inspiration to so many people in, you know, in different stages of their life, all the different things that you and your family have been through, and the way you have spiritually guided others, and you've been a good friend, certainly to my family, and I'm really just impressed with everything that you've done and everything that you stand for.
Oh, God bless you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I give him all the honor, glory, and the praise because he's the one deserving. And you are just a light. And, you know, you're a beautiful person inside and out. And though you deal with one of the biggest companies in the world, and you are a senior vice president of such, and you move and shake like a very great professional in the corporate world, you are so very humble. I love that about you. And we're going to end this, you know, this interview. And I just want to say to you, it's going to be an honor to have you back. You know, we are really looking forward to speaking with you again, Ms. Goodman.
I'm already looking forward to it myself.
Okay. And
I appreciate the honor and just the opportunity.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, sweet woman, sweet woman. And I just thank God that we had Ms. Pamela Beth Goodman on our show today, everybody that's listening all around the world. And make sure you reach out to her. I want to get an address from her for you to reach out. I'd like her to tell you what it is. And any information she wants you to know, I want her to give it to you, okay?
That sounds great. I would be more than happy to speak with anyone or be of guidance. My email is p_goodman@ml, that's from MerrillLynch.com. And I've also learned to be resourceful. There are a lot of things that I don't know, and the rules and the laws and the investments and planning guidelines are always changing. So if I cannot be of assistance, I would be pleased to find somebody who can.
Oh, God bless you. We just thank God for a beautiful interview that you've given to us. So great. You're just so dainty and so professional. I just love that about you. And I'm going to talk to you. I'm certain later when we get off the show, so we can make a futuristic date for you to be on again, because I know my listeners are excited about you, and they're going to be just excited to hear this wonderful, epic interview. You are business royalty. So we definitely want to recognize you as such. much, okay? And thank you so very much, sweetheart, for your time. Thank you very much. And God bless you, Miss Goodman, okay?
Have a great day.
And you do the same, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Goodness. I know, and none of the family members were able to come see them. turning their time. You know, wealthy people were impacted by COVID. All different races and religions and
yes.
economic groups. It was just, the whole world was impacted by it, and it's just been very hard.
Yes.
Hard to watch the impact.
I agree. And let me ask you something else. You know, I know you are like my Jewish sister, okay? So I wanted to know about what you guys, you know, it wouldn't be me if I didn't, you know, put that out there like that. And I know I'm your little black sister, okay? Curious, as well as I know the listeners are, you guys just had a religious 10 days of repentance. Would you explain to us in the Jewish faith what that means?
So we just celebrated Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year.
Okay.
And you're right, we do have 10 days to kind of atone. Just, you know, there are other religions where they atone and they repent for their sins. Maybe they go to confession. It's a time of reflection and also a period, too, where we can celebrate, you know, all the things that we have to be appreciative for. And so what we do is we hope to be put in the Book of Life.
Okay.
I also hope that we can help others in a variety of different ways, whether it's spiritually, financially, just by being there emotionally for them. So, you know, it's a really an important time of reflection.
Oh, bless your heart. I really love what you just explained to us. That has really opened up our eyes and our understanding. You know, Christians are similar. Like you said, we have all different faiths, and I really love what you guys stand for. That's such a beautiful thing. I know you are Jesus people, and we have to love on you. You know what I'm saying? It goes without saying. And I just want to say about your personality, personally knowing you, you know, everybody, she's like an angel. She really is. She is very unselfish at heart, and she's very giving, a beautiful person. And like I said, she is a business giant. She is a guru. She's something to be reckoned with, okay? She's a force to be reckoned with. You don't want to mess with her because she knows her stuff. Yes. And, you know, I just want to say, Pam, it has been an honor to bring you on this show. I was trembling last night because I was so excited that you were coming on, and you know, I want to be mindful that you're a very busy woman, and I want to be, you know, caring of your time, and I just thank you so very much. I know my listeners are excited. We're going to have you on again and do a follow-up interview if that's okay with you.
That is great. I am so honored. You're the one who's the rock star. You're such an inspiration to so many people in, you know, in different stages of their life, all the different things that you and your family have been through, and the way you have spiritually guided others, and you've been a good friend, certainly to my family, and I'm just impressed with everything that you've done and everything that you stand for.
Oh, God bless you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I give him all the honor, glory, and the praise because he's the one deserving. And you are just a light. And, you know, you're a beautiful person inside and out. And though you deal with one of the biggest companies in the world, and you are a senior vice president of such, and you move and shake like a very great professional in the corporate world, you are so very humble. I love that about you. And we're going to end this, you know, this interview. And I just want to say to you, it's going to be an honor to have you back. You know, we are really looking forward to speaking with you again, Ms. Goodman.
I'm already looking forward to it myself.
Okay. And
I appreciate the honor and just the opportunity.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, sweet woman, sweet woman. And I just thank God that we had Ms. Pamela Beth Goodman on our show today, everybody that's listening all around the world. And make sure you reach out to her. I want to get an address from her for you to reach out. I'd like her to tell you what it is. And any information she wants you to know, I want her to give it to you, okay?
That that sounds great. I would be more than happy to speak with anyone or give guidance. My email is p_goodman@ml, that's from MerrillLynch.com. And I've also learned to be resourceful. There are a lot of things that I don't know, and the rules and the laws and the investments and planning guidelines are always changing. So if I cannot be of assistance, I would be pleased to find somebody who can.
Oh, God bless you. We just thank God for a beautiful interview that you've given to us. So great. You're just so dainty and so professional. I just love that about you. And I'm going to talk to you. I'm certain later when we get off the show, so we can make a futuristic date for you to be on again, because I know my listeners are excited about you, and they're going to be just excited to hear this wonderful, epic interview. You are business royalty. So we definitely want to recognize you as such, okay? And thank you so very much, sweetheart, for your time. Thank you very much. And God bless you, Miss Goodman, okay?
Have a great day.
And you do the same, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.